Holy crap. Day 15. Are you kidding me? Day 15 has arrived. I'm here. I just got home. I'm recording this really late. This is probably the latest I've ever done a podcast this month. 9:15. This is late. Yeah, this is wild. Sorry, I was collecting my thoughts. So I just got back from the movies. I don't know if Friday movie night is going to become a thing or not, but you know, I was mentioning last week on Friday about the 4DX theater and how cool that was. I went back today and I saw Ford versus Ferrari, which was an excellent movie. It's funny because I was, I was debating on if I wanted to go, because I was just like, you know, I was like, you know what, let me just look up and see like what movie is in the 4DX this week, just, you know, just because it's so close to my job. And I looked it up, and sure enough, it was it was pretty wild. I was like, oh, you know, they have Ford versus Ferrari. You know, I'm not a big car guy. I don't know like a ton about cars or anything like that. I do love Days of Thunder. I think some of you guys have been listening for a long time. You really know that I love Days of Thunder. And how I mentioned last week about how this theater reminded me a lot of what that Days of Thunder ride was like. So you have a car racing movie in a theater that feels like Days of Thunder. It's like, good God, man, we're reliving the old days. And so, you know, I'm all about it, man. I'm digging it the most. Let me tell you what, it was well worth the $8 surcharge I paid. And you know what, the experience aside, the movie itself, really, really good. I thought the story had a great foundation to it. I thought there was a lot of just, you know, overall goodies in there. So yeah, it was a great time. I really, really enjoyed it. I would recommend it to anybody looking for a movie to go see this weekend. I think I'm going to go back tomorrow to my local theater and find something to watch. I don't know what that's going to be yet, but I'm because there's a chance I may have to work Sunday. So if that's the case, then I'll probably go tomorrow, and I don't know exactly what I would watch, but yeah. So that was my day. I mean, really a whole lot of nothing going on today, much like yesterday. You know, work was kind of slow, slower than I expected, but there is a possibility of working this weekend. I don't know. So I don't know. I got a lot of podcasts to edit. I will say that I do have a lot of podcasts to edit. Should probably talk about my inefficiency to actually get stuff done in a timely manner, because the podcast that's dropping this week is like the last one that I have scheduled, and so I've got to edit. I like to have at least two or three like actually just sitting on the site ready to like just drop. So I think I'll probably jump on tomorrow or Sunday if I'm off and just bang out two or three of them, boom, 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 upload them, and we're good to go. So other than that, I really don't have any like big weekend plans. I don't know, maybe you guys just shoot me a DM, tell me what kind of plans you got going on. I really don't have a whole lot going on this weekend. I mean, I know my Raiders are playing at 4:00. I think they're playing one of the Ohio teams. It's either Cincinnati or Cleveland, one of the two. We're gonna cream them. So yeah, should be a fun little game to watch. And other than that, yeah, I don't know what else to say. I think I'm just gonna get out of here. I'll tell you what, before we go, let's do a race car emoji, some sort of a race car to honor the great Ford versus Ferrari movie today. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do a race car. And if there's anything about, you know, weight loss or me or whatever, something going on with you that you want me to bring up, like, you know, advice wise or questions or anything like that, we may want to do those. I'm like, God, I feel like I don't have a whole lot going on these days. Oh, you know what? Before I forget, people probably tune up by now. They hear me wrapping up. I was in the gym today. And see, I just remember this. This is what happens. I should probably take notes throughout the day, I guess. There was this guy walk in after my workout. I'm trying to get undressed to go to the shower, and there's this like buffed out dude flexing in his underwear. He's literally standing in front of the mirror in his underwear, just going to every flex. God bless him. Hey man, if you got the body, rock it. This is not even a hate thing. This is not a jealousy thing. I'm like, hey, if you got it, rock it, do your thing. But you know, these stalls across from the showers where you can get changed, they also have mirrors. Just saying, you don't have to show us all how good you are. No, I'm really not jealous. I'm just playing around. But yeah, I thought that was funny. That was kind of one thing of note. So, all right, I'm getting out of here. What am I saying? This is the beautiful part about doing the short ones, is that if I got nothing to say, I can just get the hell out of here. So yeah, you know what? Drop me a line. Give me something you want to hear me riff on for 5 or 10 minutes. I'll do it. I don't give a shit. Let's do it. All right. I'm getting out of here. Race car emoji is your emoji for the day. Thank you to all you guys who support this. Everybody dropping the emojis, dropping some love in the DMs and in your stories. I really, really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. And hopefully there'll be a little more to talk about tomorrow. Hopefully there's like stuff going on to where we'll actually warrant a fun conversation. All right, I'm out of here. Thanks for listening.